are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, our hearts and prayers are out there for those dealing with the Colorado wildfires. From what we understand, firefighters were able to kind of hold the line today on the Colorado wildfire, in which thus far two people have been killed as they tried to escape, and over 379 homes have been destroyed. They're calling this the Black Forest Fire Zone near Colorado Springs has remained at 25 square miles, and they were able to help kind of so far contain this thanks to lighter winds and firefighters quickly stamping out flare-ups. Now, still we have no idea what the cause is of the fire, but the investigators are very, they say, narrowly focused right now on one spot of origin. They say, though, however, the blaze is only 5% contained. That's it, only 5% contained. All right, but it looks like they're getting a little bit of a breather right now as the winds have been dying down. Right now, sheriff deputies are patrolling for looters. Because again, as people have abandoned their homes, it just stinks to think that, you know, some people would be like this. Are you kidding me? All right. I won't even go there. Anyway, they say this is probably the most, probably one of the biggest wildfires they've ever had in the area. They did say that last June's nearby Waldo Canyon fire was the most destructive in state history, burning 347 homes, okay, and killing two people. So right now we have 38,000 people evacuated across 70 square miles have been ordered out of their homes, including 1,000 homes within Colorado Springs, which is basically Colorado's second largest city, population of 430,000. Already residents of 2,000 or more homes are also being told to get ready to evacuate. Apparently, inside a garage, authorities found the remains of two people who were apparently trying to flee on Tuesday. We talk about fires a lot on this show because, you know, I had a fire in my house, and with my ER background, I mean, we do definitely deal with fires and burns, and you know, people will ask, you know, how do two people die? That look like, for example, they said two people appear to be trying to flee. Well, if they appear to be trying to flee, then, you know, how were they both together in the same room? How did they, you know, why didn't they make it? When we look back to the fire that happened at the MGM in Las Vegas back in the 80s, one of the fire chiefs that worked on the case had lectured to us when we were, in training, and he said what ended up killing a lot of people, number one, was the smoke inhalation. Okay, there were people on the stairways trying to evacuate from their room. People got stuck on the stairways, were breathing in the smoke inhalation, the carbon monoxide. They basically passed out, and you end up dying from that. But the other thing that ended up happening, which a lot of people don't realize, is when a fire is not getting, I guess, the outside ventilation that it needs, and a room is, let's say, contained, the gases build up. And for those of you who remember the old MGM at Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard, which has now been replaced with Bally's, and the newer MGM, Phenomenal Hotel, I go there all the time, I love it, Tropicana, and the Las Vegas Strip. But in the old MGM, you walked in, it was a gorgeous hotel, and you walked in right into the casino, and it was a huge, almost football-sized type of casino, football field type size, a very open space. Towards the back were the restaurants. There was a deli, there was, I think, a cafe, maybe even a fancier restaurant, so they could all share the kitchen area. And so what ended up happening was, in that fire, the fire had started in the kitchen, and the fumes were coming in, and filling up the casino. At the time, the casino had automatic doors. It was all automatic. It was state of the art. So there really wasn't, I don't even think if there was one, manual door. So when the automatic doors weren't working, many of the people were trapped. As the gases filled up the room, something ignited from the fire in the kitchen, and there was a huge fireball, a huge flash, that then spread instantaneously like an explosion once the casino floor had filled up with the fumes. Very sad. Okay? But that is what then, that's what then comes to mind when I hear of a couple people looking like they're trying to flee and they appear stuck or trapped, okay, where they're together. You know, it means they were, was it that somebody was burning and they were, it's hard to talk about because you know it's a real sad case. You don't want to try to recreate a scene. But sometimes I think about that flash where in a garage that's not ventilated, most people don't open a window in their garage if they even have a window in there. Very easy for fumes to fill up. Spark from fire gets in there, boom, and it's quick. Scary. So, again, our prayers to those in Colorado. We'll keep you guys posted of any further developments. It's beautiful land out there. Hate to see any city or state have to deal with anything like this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got the Man of Steel. Man of Steel. The Superman movie has already opened, I believe, it must have been like last night at midnight. From what we understand, they have boosted $21 million in profits. We're going to try to see the show. And, you know, I'm glad. I was really nervous that the Superman movie would not do as well because the trailer, I don't think, was that good. People didn't know that it was about Superman until halfway through the trailer, so a lot of people weren't looking at it. The trailer didn't look as exciting as the Iron Man trailers or the Marvel comics, and I was really nervous because Superman being such a hero in our generation, we kind of want our kids and grandkids to, you know who he is. So I'm pretty excited about that, doing well. All right, don't go back. We got some of the dirtiest places, and believe it or not, doctor's offices are included. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food, you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Okay, so the 8 germiest places. Now, I love these. Not because it makes us all paranoid and we think we've got to run around with hand sanitizer, but because it just kind of reminds you of things. You know, for years I told you guys when I used to bartend or wait tables, I was really nervous about lemon wedges. Because lemon wedges, if the lemons weren't washed off that well, or people with their hands touched them and then they threw them into your drink, I never order water with lemon. I think it tastes better with the lemon. I like getting the vitamin C, but I don't think the lemon wedges are clean. All right, so one thing you may want to do is ask for the lemon wedges on the side. But according to a 2007 study in the Journal of Environmental Health, nearly 70% of the lemon wedges perched on the rims of restaurant glasses contain disease causing microbes. Researchers ordered drinks at 21 different restaurants, and they found 25 different microorganisms linking on the 76 lemons that they caught, including E. coli and other fecal bacteria. So if you really want lemons in your water, or in your drink, what I would suggest is ask for the lemons on the side. Ask for a separate glass of water and kind of wash them off, douse them off. I would do that, because I'm serious. I do not allow lemons to be thrown into my drink. I just usually do without. Restaurant menus, we've known that, right? Okay? You know, people sit down, they go to the bathroom, maybe they are about to go to the bathroom, they look at the menu, they touch the menu, they smack the kids with the menu, they do whatever with the menus, all right? Again, pretty dirty. And according to a study in the Journal of Medical Virology, they said that cold and flu viruses can survive 18 hours on hard surfaces. They say never let a menu touch your plate or silverware, and wash your hands after you place your order. I think that's great, just I don't know if, you know, everybody does it. Of course, your condiment dispenser. So while you're sitting there and you're starting to grab the salt, grab the pepper, remember, it's, you know, and some people don't know what salt and pepper. Some of those salt and pepper shakers that are opaque, you know, where you can't see the insides of it, what do people do? They smell it, right? So they stick their nose up on there, or they open it up and then they breathe into it and they peek. Okay, just something to think about. All right. Ketchup also, you know, you know, if somebody's not washing their hands while they eat, or let's say they use their fork to loosen the ketchup. What was it, Heinz ketchup that was so slow? Remember those commercials back in the 80s that have Heinz ketchup and the other ketchup? The other ketchup would drip watery. I think they were trying to say it was Hunt's ketchup or something like that. Yet Heinz was so thick, it would be upside down and it wouldn't come out. I got to tell you, though, Heinz ketchup was damn good. That was a brilliant commercial. I don't understand. Commercials these days, they just aren't as brilliant as they used to be. But you take your knife. But what if your knife was sit there interlocked with the fork that you just had in your mouth? Now somebody stuck their knife into the ketchup. Restroom door handles, we've already heard about that. Use a paper towel. Keep in mind, though, if your hand is wet, and you touch the paper towel and then you touch the door handle, the wet will still transfer the germs. It's got to be a dry paper towel. Then you got to throw it out. Of course, soap dispensers. Where I live, many of the bathrooms are starting to get these automatic sinks. I think even in our medical office, we have automatic hand dryers, etc. So you don't have to touch. Don't forget, you got to sing happy birthday. Remember we talked about how 5% of people wash their hands correctly, 95% of them don't. They say make sure you wash your hands thoroughly and plenty of, I don't want to say hot water, I would say warm water, okay? Grocery carts. The reason why you're seeing more and more grocery stores offer antimicrobial wipes is because of a study back in 2007 at U of A, University of Arizona, where two-thirds of shopping carts were contaminated with fecal bacteria. They say the bacteria counts of the shopping carts exceeded those of the average public restroom. Why? Because the public restrooms were getting cleaned. The shopping carts weren't. Okay? Airplane bathrooms. Oh, Lord have mercy. They say not only are you 100 times more likely to catch a cold when you're airborne, but according to the Journal of Environmental Health Research, there were microbes on the faucets, doorknobs, you know, contaminated with E. coli. A 2007 study from the University of Florida, people took a 450-milligram green tea supplement twice a day for 3 months. One-third had fewer days of cold symptoms around the time that they flew. Pretty interesting study. Here's the problem with the bathroom toilet, okay? On the planes, these toilets are so small and so cramped that even if you're trying to be as hygienic as possible, I always look on the ground and I see wet on the ground from previous people. Is it because boys miss the toilet? Is it because the sink is so small that things are splashing? But lavatories on planes, I am so scared of. It is such a breeding ground. It's so small. And then the flush is such a powerful flush. Remember I taught you guys to flush and run? Remember? Okay. Kids especially, they like to watch the poop go down. Mind you, I think it's great to look at the poop and keep an eye on the poop. Bravo. That you know, that is something you should do. But hold your breath. Because in school, we saw the electronic microscopy of the flush or the slow motion still of the spray of the flush. And it could go 20 feet, which is why don't have your toothbrushes near the area. Now, some of you go, wait a second, the suction of the flush with an airplane toilet is stronger. Yeah, but there's still spray. How many of you have noticed the airplane toilets still get wet? Pretty scary stuff, okay? Doctors' offices made this list according to Fox News. Doctors' offices full of germs. Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh, hospitals have germs, doctor offices have germs. Okay, but where? Well, the books and magazines, okay? You know, the books and magazines, we stopped putting those out there because they would get gnarly. So we have a television up there. We only let the receptionist handle the controls because, again, people are sick. They're coughing, they're sneezing, etc. Luckily, more and more these days, people are bringing their smartphones in. So they're playing their Angry Birds or they're playing whatever they're playing or they're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show on their free iPhone app and Android app. Why not? I had to put it in there. Bosses around, you got to push the apps, and so you know, you aren't getting as much touching. They say in the waiting room, try to leave at least two chairs between you and the other patients to reduce your chances of picking up the bugs, because the germ droplets, etc., can travel about 3 feet before they finally make it to the floor. So that's why two chairs away. Most of us do anyway. Most of us try to take a spot. That's a way. The problem I notice with waiting rooms is people get very kind of selfish. What they'll do is if there's a row of five, they'll pick the middle in the row of five. Pick the end. Try to maximize the amount of space than other people, because then the problem is somebody then that needs to come in, they're going to be a seat or two away from you because you're sitting smack there in the middle. Maybe take the far end, but none of us do that. By the way, that was very funny on Facebook. Somebody was circulating a quiz on if you were a man, which urinal do you go up to? Now, I got it right. I'm a girl, and I already knew, okay? All right, the urinal, you do the one that's the least close to the door. You try to do the farthest away. If somebody is in one, you try to go at least two down. All right, I think I got 100% on that, on where you should stand with the urinal. One of my friends said there's a bathroom that's so small, there's four urinals kind of in a clover pattern. So you're basically butt to butt with other guys sitting there and peeing. That's got to drive you crazy. Again, my worry is the splash. You need to be able to flush and run. My suggestion is after you pee, zip up, get ready to go flush and leave. That's what you got to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about this study showing that women's symptoms, if they have heart disease, we know about that, liver problems, cancer, are significantly different from men. And we need to be aware of those as patients. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Arizona Governor Jan Buer actually allowing Obamacare legislation to go through, upsetting some of the conservatives in her party. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, just conversing with my office. I got to tell you, there are like tons of things going on all the time, isn't it? Just simultaneously. Boom, boom, boom. That's the way it's got to be. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Arizona Governor Jan Bureau has pushed through Obama's Medicaid expansion. She won a battle with state lawmakers this week, defying other conservatives in her party to get a key component of President Obama's Medicaid expansion through the legislature, through the Arizona Senate. They voted Thursday to approve it 18-11, followed approval earlier this week by the State House of Representatives. Now, you know, this is one of those things where people go, okay, I don't get it. I don't understand it. The Republicans are split. The conservatives are split. The only way to fight Obamacare is to fight it as a united front. Here's the problem. Okay, and I've discussed this with you guys before. All right, Obamacare is already the law of the land, thanks to the Supreme Court fine tweaking it such that the unconstitutionality of it would be deemed constitutional. So, unfortunately, it's here. But that doesn't mean we just give in without a fight. Here's the other issue that is facing us for those of us that want to fight socialized medicine. Many of us are not so much upset about Obamacare because President Obama wrote it. We're upset about Obamacare because of the steps towards socialism with it. Now, Obamacare, in order for that to pass, some of the socialistic aspects of it had to be done with. Like, for example, the public option. That had to be thrown out, even though I don't think it's thrown out. I think that public option is sitting there ready to jump back in as soon as opportunity allows it. And so what Obamacare did was it tried to please enough people, even though most of us weren't pleased, saying, look, all right, fine. We won't do the public option, but you guys have to have the exchanges. All right, you here, if we're letting capitalism and our democracy do whatever. All right, we're going to expand Medicaid. We're going to, you know, take care of more things. That's be more socialistic. But fine, we'll let you guys try it out. Prove to us you can fix health care. Now, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, we're screwed. Because there's no way to allow our free market to do what it needs to do and save health care when you already promised everybody socialized medicine. Some of you are like, ah, Dr. Dahlia, they never promised socialized medicine. Yeah, they did. When they said free health care to all, even those who aren't citizens, okay, that's the only way to really execute that would be having a socialized system. So Obamacare is built such that the Republicans or the conservatives are destined to fail. If there is no way to bring costs down, if we don't want a ration, if we don't want to discriminate against older people, if we don't want to raise taxes, if we don't want to manage or govern the industry, the insurance industry, we are not going to have 100% of Americans happy and insured. Therefore, they go, yes, see, we need to do the public option. So if we want to be smart and try to put off socialized medicine as long as we can, which I don't know how long we'll be able to do it, all right, we should be a little bit more savvy. If government is going to allow states to get extra funding to manage the Medicaid expansion. Now, a lot of states, they have to figure out the funding themselves, and I understand a lot of the funding is still burdened on the states, and many states are unfortunately already dealing with some major financial issues, all right? But if the government is giving the states money to do this, we might as well take the money and expand Medicaid. We might as well get these people some medical coverage. I know it's Medicaid, and I know we could have a huge imbalance of who's on Medicaid and who isn't, but we might as well start getting people covered, okay? Because in the next election, which unfortunately we could still lose to Hillary Clinton, which I don't even want to think about because I don't want to get depressed, but in the next election, we need to prove that we don't need the government stepping in anymore. And if we can't prove that the 30-some million people without insurance don't have some sort of insurance, the government's going to come in with a public option. Or they're going to mandate that everybody be on some Medicaid type program, and the rest of us that don't want it are going to have to shell out money. Once the government decides a public option or a Medicaid type program for all, we are looking at rationing even for current Medicaid recipients. Now, a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people go, you know what, let the government step in. We'll all have health care. Any health care is better than none. All right, but what type of health care you think you're going to get? Do you think you're going to get same-day appointments? Do you think you're going to get the Levaquin, the more expensive of the generic antibiotic, or are you just going to get the penicillin? Are you going to get the liver transplant? Are you going to get the lung transplant? Are you? Right? I mean, you know, once government takes over and they try to spread the wealth and spread it to everybody, there's going to be losses. And the people who gain are going to be happy, and the people who lose aren't. Governor Brewer, Jan Brewer, in Arizona, if she has multiple people without insurance and Medicaid expansion covers them, she doesn't really have another choice. The expansion effort gives Arizona $1.6 billion. That would cover the cost of the uninsured. Now, I understand long term that could screw all of us because we're the ones paying the taxes to cover the money going to these individual states, but we're screwed anyway. States telling President Obama, take your Obamacare and shove it. We don't want the funding. That funding is just going to go to something else and some other entitlements. You might as well help your state out. And that's where we're at. Okay? States can't go broke trying to implement Obamacare. They might as well use the funding that Obamacare is giving them. Jan Brewer telling Obama, take that $1.6 billion and shove it. Trust me, the government's going to spend that $1.6 billion. It's not going to sit there in a nice little bank account. It's not going to. She might as well. She might as well. I mean, that's where we're at. Unfortunately, Obamacare is the law of the land. I don't think it could be repealed. Romney, if he got elected, say he would repeal it. Beautiful, fine and dandy, but he didn't get elected. If Hillary Clinton runs and wins, she's not going to repeal it. Obamacare is here to stay. If Obamacare fails, and a lot of conservatives want to see it fail, it's actually going to be the devil's fork to us, because then Washington, especially if it's a Democratic administration, is going to say, look, guys, you see, we let private industry have their chance. They failed. We need to step in. That's where we're screwed. Many of us don't want Obamacare to work, but that doesn't mean it's going to get repealed. It just means the government's going to get more involved. So we need to figure out how to make this work and salvage any of the non-socialized aspect to medicine that there is. Now, some of you go, well, Dr. Dahlia, what's so bad about socialized medicine? What's so bad about it? You know, in Europe, they do well. Well, it all depends on who you know, which article you read. Okay, remember, a lot of journalistic media out there is liberal-leaning. Okay, where I recommend you get your information is from actual citizens who have lived in both places. Now, I meet a lot of people from Great Britain. I meet a lot of people from Canada. And why do I meet them? Because they're coming to me as a doctor. All right. Well, Dahlia, it takes like 3 months to get an MRI. I need to get the MRI now, and I'm willing to pay for it. So, you know, again, I understand why, you know, Jan Brewer in her state and many of your other governors had to move forward, our governor as well. We got to get these people insured, and we might as well use the federal money, because if not, Obama promised everybody the sky's the limit, and states just can't afford it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you missed last night's Pawn Stars, it was the episode Dog Day Afternoon. Yeah, there was a dog in there, but that wasn't me. I was the one that came on at the end. So we have a few Pawn Stars episodes I'm on, Close But No Cigar, Rick and Roll, and Dog Day Afternoon. Please check those out. Always talk about some fun stuff. Yesterday I brought on a Civil War syringe. Syringe used in the Civil War to actually treat gonorrhea and STDs. Pretty cool stuff. So please check that out. There's some rumors going around that there was a picture of Michael Phelps taken with him training with his coach. Is Michael Phelps going to make a comeback? I mean, we know the Olympics are supposed to be in Rio in 2016. Oh, my gosh, I would love to go. Oh, I've never been to Rio. Oh, my gosh. But I guess there, you know, Michael Phelps says, you know, why do I keep getting texts about coming back? You know, maybe he still hangs out with his coach. Maybe he still swims. But they do think that he is possibly training. That's the problem. Nobody tells us the scoop of anything. So people are wondering. I don't think he would do the Olympics again. He had such a rough start with this last Olympics that he knows what it feels like to almost, you know, not win, not leave on a high note. He left on a high note. with his career, my guess is he's not coming back. Who may be back is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming back to Terminator 5 at the age of 66. He has confirmed, he turned 66 this July, that he will be reprising his iconic role as the futuristic cyborg, according to Daily Mail, for the fifth installment. Why not? Right? And he looks happy to do it. I mean, you know, he's got the body. He's got, you know, I mean, he's, you know, got the brawn. I think he could do it. I don't know how well some of the other movies were. I think the second movie was phenomenal. But I guess, I mean, you know, he can't, you know, retire on Social Security, right? So he has to still make a living. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was interesting. A study has come out thinking men could be the reason why women go through menopause. They say women go through menopause because men have consistently preferred younger women in recent evolutionary history, according to a study published today in the journal Plus Computational Biology. Thus, they say menopause is not evolutionary advantageous and may be the result of a series of random, harmful mutations that accumulated in women but weren't acted on by evolution because the women had already reproduced by the time the mutations affected them. They say our first assumption is that mating in humans is not random, according to Fox News, with respect to age, which means men of all ages prefer to mate with younger women. I've seen that. I don't get checked out like I used to. I'm turning 42 in 2 days. Yeah, so I don't mind. I mean, I'm married. I don't have to get checked out. I still feel like I look like, you know, when I was in high school, maybe with an extra chin and a unibrow, right? Legs, you know, not as oftenly shaved. But I guess people look at me as a middle-aged woman. Guys don't like that. They like the younger women. Why? Evolution. Okay? Men are going to be attracted to someone who's fertile and has more of an ability to reproduce. Now, you know, most of us women actually look forward to menopause. We're like, I cannot wait. We don't look forward to the act of going through menopause with the hot flashes, but for us to stop having our periods, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But a lot of animals don't go through menopause. I guess killer whales do, hence the killer, right? Chimpanzees will reproduce into old age. That's very interesting. So biologists have proposed the grandmother's hypothesis, where that menopause allows a grandmother who is done rearing her own kids to help the young of her children and rear them. It's true. I use my mother all the time. Mom, I need you to babysit. Mom, I don't know what to do with this kid. Mom, I don't know what to do. And, you know, my mom loves it, you know, because she doesn't feel like she's, you know, washed out and thrown to the side. You know, my mom is very, very helpful. I don't like her advice. I don't use her advice, but I ask for it, you know. I mean, you would think your own mother would be able to give you some good information on getting. That's because I remember the stuff I disliked growing up, and that's the stuff she recommends. Why don't you remind me of the stuff I did like? No, but you know, a lot of information I give you guys actually came from her. You know, like the Jell-O water to stop a diarrhea. Double up the water, you know, in the Jell-O recipe so you could drink it. And the gelatin, it helps with the diarrhea. It helps, gives you some of the salts and sugars that you need. Her favorite antibiotic is Cipro during diarrhea. Stops it right away. Nobody in medical school taught me that. I use Cipro. All right. Wait for the stool cultures to come back. Seems to work. And so I learned a lot of stuff from my mom. So I use a lot of my mom's teachings to you guys. Okay. Now, younger women. There is a concern that younger women are going through menopause at a different age than us older women. Well, women and their periods are starting earlier. So if you start to be heavy as a young girl, okay, fat leads to hormones. And fat that leads to hormones can cause early, menarche, we call it, or periods starting early. Well, with periods starting early, then you could possibly end. Now, why do periods end? Well, you kind of run out of eggs, okay? You know, even though we have millions of eggs when we start, they start to go down. And so the theory is when you run out of eggs is when you go through menopause. Some people go through early menopause if they have premature ovarian failure. Some of us go through menopause a little later. But for the most part, by 55, most of us are done. You know, we really are. We're done. And so, you know, where in that particular case, you know, are we having then younger? Where that's an issue is if we are not reproducing younger. I'm not saying we want teens to have sex, but think about it. If many of us started our puberty, all right, or our periods, let's say, because puberty starts a couple years earlier than the period. Let's say many of us started our period when we were 13. Nowadays, we're seeing girls start their periods when they're 11, 10 or 11, which means if they still are career bound, want to hold off having kids, aren't getting pregnant till they're in their 30s or 40s, they have much less reproductive years and reproductive options than younger people. All right. So do we still blame the men? It makes us feel good to blame the men, but I don't think we have to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, women's symptoms of cancer, heart disease, liver problems will look different than a man's when they present. Now, we've already talked about this with heart disease, right? Women with heart disease may not have the typical chest pain. They could have abdominal pain. They could have nausea. One of my patients was having symptoms of like a bladder infection. Then she got nauseous, and we diagnosed a heart attack, that she had had a heart attack the night before. So we know that women will present differently with these things, but also liver disease, also certain other illnesses. Now, where this could drive anybody crazy is, all right, well, then what do we, you know, what do we do? Do we run tests on everybody that's nauseous? Well, if somebody's nauseous to me, I rule out similar things. One, if they're, you know, childbearing years, make sure they're not pregnant. Two, make sure we're not looking at abdominal issues, ulcer, hepatitis, etc. If somebody has some abdominal bloating, I think ovarian cancer. I think colon cancer, male or women, male or female. And so, you know, your doctor is supposed to already be thinking of a whole variety of diagnoses. Where it gets kind of tricky, however, is with Obamacare not wanting us to think outside the box and wanting us to, you know, be as inexpensive as possible with our workup, a lot could still get missed. So, you know, it'll be your job then, which is what my job is to teach you what to ask your doctor to make sure they think about it. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You have a safe rest of the day. Be careful and God bless.
It the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.